चिंतामणि प्रकर दसो कल्प विकल क्यावृतेषु रवि पालयन्तं लक्ष्मीशः सतत संरम सेवमानं गोविन्दं आदिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि गोविन्दं आदिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि
गोविन्दं आदिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि
गोविन्दं आदिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि Nobody can say when it was spoken, but it is understood that this verse was written by Brahmaji. And when Lord Chaitanya was traveling in South India, he picked up this book from a temple and written, and he delivered to his devotees. So it is a very authorized book. In this book, the description of Krishna is very vividly given. There, his place, his activities, his form, everything is there nicely given. So this is not first verse, this is the 34th verse of the 5th chapter. Chintamani prakara sadma su kalpa vrikha lakhya mrite su suravi ravi palayantam. That place, Chintamani, a stone in the transcendental world, as we have got experience here, the houses are made of bricks. There, the houses are made of Chintamani stone. The Chintamani stone is, of course, there is no exact translation, but it is understood it is something like touchstone. Touchstone means the stone which even touches iron, it transforms into gold. So, the abode of Krishna is described that there are houses, Chintamani Prakara Sarvasu. Prakara means houses. And Chintamani Prakara Sarvasu Kalpa Vriksha. And if the trees are desired. What is that desired tree? Just like here in this material world, a tree is meant for delivering a particular fruit or flower. But desire tree means whatever you desire, you get immediately delivery from the tree. That is called Chintamani Prakara Sadma Kalpa Vriksha. Kalpa means whatever you like, whatever you will. Chintamani Prakara Sadma Su Kalpa Vriksha Lakhya Vriteshu. Such trees are not one. Just like here in your country, as soon as you go outside the city, there are hundreds and thousands of trees. They are neither fruit nor flower, but they are meant for fuel or some other purposes. But there are many millions of trees which are all desired trees. Whatever you want, it is present there. The tree will supply immediately. Prakara sadmasu kalpa vrikkhala kya vriti. And suravirabhipalanantam. Krishna is engaged in as a cowherd's boy. He is herding cows. What sort of cow? Suravi. Suravi means that cow supplies you milk as much as you like, and as many times you can you like, you can draw milk from that cow. The immense supply of milk. Suravi Ravi Parantam Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Sambhava Sivamana. And the Lord is worshipped by many hundred thousands of goddesses of fortune. The gopis, you see the picture, there is a little sample only, but in the transcendental kingdom, the Lord is always served with all great respect and obeisances and devotion. Many thousands of goddess of fortune. The goddess of fortune means they are most beautiful and everything is complete. Such a place and such abode and such activities are described about Krishna. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa briksa laksha britesu suravi ravipalantam Lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sevamanam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhayani. And that personality of Godhead, Govinda, Krishna, is the original person. As in the Vedanta Sutra it is said, who is Brahma? What is Brahma? What is the absolute truth? The description is that Govinda is very fond of playing on flute. Venu. Venu means flute. Venu kanantam aravinda dalayataksham. His eyes are just like lotus petal. Very beautiful eyes. Venu kanantam aravinda dalayataksham brahavatam. And he likes peacock feather. Peacock feather on the head. So you'll find Krishna always with peacock feather. He may have a very valuable hamlet, helmet on his head, but you'll find one peacock feather. Brahavatamsam masitam budapundrama. And his complexion of the body is blackish, just like new cloud. He's not that complex and light. He's black, Krishna. And but he's so beautiful, all attractive. Here, of course, in this material world, black is, we do not like. We want fair complex fair. But Krishna, the original person, he is blackish, but not blackish like this. His beauty is surpassing many millions of cupids. You have heard the name of Cupid. He's a very enchanting person, loving person. But here it is described, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Sobha. If you assemble millions of cupids in one place, still it cannot be compared with the beauty of Krishna. Krishna is so beautiful. Kandarpa koti kamaniya visesa sobham venum kanvantam. Always playing on flute. Venum kanvantam aravinda dalayataksham brahavatam samasitam budasandrangam kandarpa koti kamaniya visesa sobham Govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami.
Govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami.
Govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami.
Govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami.
are just imagining the position of the Krishna conscious person. Everyone is worshipping somebody. Somebody is worshipping his wife, somebody is worshipping his husband, somebody is worshipping the leader of a country, somebody is worshipping something, something, something. If one has nothing, then somebody is worshipping a dog, a cat. But we are worshipping the original person, Krishna. Just see our position. Govinda Mahadipurusham Tamahamaya. We are not flattering ordinary things. We are captured the original. Govinda Mahadipurusham Tamahamaya. And why not? It's so. It's so beautiful.
Hare Krishna.
Gandharva Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Soma. And calling us by playing on his flute, nice flute. When he was playing his flute, all the gopis, they would give up all their family duties, everything, and go on to Krishna. Krishna. Their fathers, their brothers, their husbands, we call them, where you are going in this dead of night? No, we are going to Krishna. So, Krishna is so nice. Just to attract us that you want love. Yes, Vrindavan. He appears in Vrindavan, and shows his lila, his activity, just to attract us. How lovable object! You are trying to find out something lovable. You are being frustrated. Here is something complete. If you love, you become complete. And this Govinda can be achieved simply by love. You don't require any other qualification. He is so great, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the proprietor of everything, but what does he want from you? In the Bhagavad Gita he says, patram puspam phalam toyam jomi bhatya prajacchati. If one worships Krishna with a little flower, with a little fruit and little water, that's all. How universal it is! A little flower, a little fruit, a little water can be collected by any poor man. Don't require to earn many thousands of dollars to worship Krishna. Why Krishna will ask you to contribute dollars and millions of rupees? No, he is full in himself. He has got everything complete. So he is not beggar. But he is beggar. In what sense? He is begging your love. Therefore he says, patram puspam phalam toyam jomi bhaktya prajacchati. He is not beggar from you, a little flower, a little fruit. But Krishna says, something should be given to me. Please try to give me something. Because that is the token of love. You are taking so many things from me. I'm supplying you light, I'm supplying air, I'm supplying you water, I'm supplying you life, food, everything. You cannot reciprocate something for me. I'm asking you simply a little water, a little power, a little leaf. So, what does he want? He wants jomi bhaktya prajacchati. He wants simply bhakti or love, pure love. Jomi bhaktya prajacchati, taya bhakta puritam asnami prajatatmana. And because a devotee, a lover of Krishna, brings these things in love and devotion. Therefore Krishna says, Aham Asnami, I take them and eat them. So Krishna worship is not very costly affair. Simply you have to decide that I shall love only Krishna. And if you love only Krishna, then you actually love everything. If you love because you are loving the root, just like if you supply foodstuff to your stomach, then you supply foodstuff all the parts of your body. This is the method. The Bhagavad describes this method. Yatha karodula nisechanena trippanti tatkanna bhujokushaha pranopaharach jatendriyanam tatha sarvahanam achyutevya. Just like karodula nisechena, if you supply water on the root of the tree, the water is immediately transferred to the branches, to the leaves, to the flowers, to the fruits, everywhere. Everyone knows it. It is scientific. But if you supply water to one leaf or thousand leaves, it does not mean that other leaves are also getting the benefit. So, at the present moment, people are cultivated for human welfare activities. What human welfare activity you can do? It is not in your power. You can do something, but very limited. There are living entities, they are not only human beings. There are 8,400,000 of living entities. And the human living entities, they are only a minute portion. They are only 400,000 only. Other living entities, they are 8 million. That is not very difficult to understand. If you take a census of the living entities in the city of San Francisco, then the census of the human being residing in this city, there will be very a small number in comparison to the birds, beasts, aquatics, ants, and so many other living trees, so many other living. So, suppose a portion of human living entity you serve, then what is the value of service? What is the value of that service? Therefore, Bhagavad says, just like watering the root of the tree, you can suck all the leaves, flowers, branches and everything of the tree. Just by supplying foodstuff to your stomach, you can suck all the limbs of your body. Similarly, simply by loving Krishna, you can learn how to love everyone. If you don't love Krishna, and if you love the whole universe, it is still imperfect. Imperfect. And because we are not loving Krishna, therefore we are sectarian. Just like take for example your country, or any country, it doesn't matter. I'm giving example, I'm not attacking anybody. I'm giving example. You love your countrymen. That's very nice. But why don't you love the cows of your country? It is also a living entity. They are also born in this country. Have they not right to live? Oh, You know, in argument, in logic, we'll accept, yes. But because we do not love Krishna, therefore there is partiality. That one section of the living entity should be loved, and another section of the living entity should be sent to the slaughterhouse. Why this defect? This defect is due to your lack of loving affairs with Krishna. And as soon as you try to love Krishna, then you will see, oh, the cows are my brother, oh, the black people are my brother, the white people are my brother, the ants are my brother, the dogs are my brother, the trees are my brother, everyone my brother. That is universal. If you simply talk of universal brotherhood and you do not love Krishna, then it is useless. Therefore, actually it is happening. They are proclaiming peace and prosperity, and they are fighting in the United Nations. But where is the peace and where is the prosperity? Because lacking love of Krishna. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness is very urgent necessity for the human society. They should learn how to love Krishna. Then everything will be better. Very easy. It is not utopian theory, it is practical. There are many instances, and those who are following, the students in our society, ask them how they love others, how they love everyone, because they are trying to love Krishna. So, Govindam Adipurusam Tamaham Bhajami. Therefore, our process is try to love the original person. And as soon as you become an expert lover, you will find in our back to Godhead, there is a picture that a hunter, after being initiated in Krishna consciousness, is loving even the ants. Those who have seen our Krishna picture, have you got back to Godhead? Yes. You can show. The story is, a hunter was killing in the forest many animals, because hunter's business is to kill. So, I am speaking very shortly. The story and the picture you'll find in Back to Godhead, recently published. And Nara, because he's Vaishnava, he's lover of Krishna. When he was passing on the in the forest, he saw that many half-dead animals are in torture, flapping. So he was very kind. Oh, who has done this mischief, these poor animals? So he traced out the hunter and he went there. Yeah. The hunter asked me, oh, why you are disturbing my business? The Narad said, my dear hunter, I have come to beg something from you. The hunter thought that this mendicant is a beggar, so he might have come to me to beg some skin, or deer skin or tiger skin. So he said, let me do my business, I shall give you skin, whatever you like. Narad said, no, I don't want anything from you. I have come to request you something. What is that? If you are killing animals, why don't you kill them all at once? Why you are killing them half and giving them so much torture? He said that I have been educated in that way, I have been trained in that way, killing off animals by my father. I take pleasure in it. So man said, so my request to you that if you want to kill animals, please kill them immediately. Don't kill half. This is very great sinful. Then he inquired, what is this sin? He said that you are killing so many animals, so you are accumulating sin. Then he explained everything. So he became a little softened and he inquired, then how to get out of this sinful activity? The Nara said that if you follow my instruction, then you can get free from this sinful activity. Now what I have to do? He said that first of all, break your bow. Then I said, tell you. Oh, if I break my bow, then my business instrument is gone. Now, don't be afraid. Then how shall I eat? Why shall I send you food? Oh, then he agreed. If you solve my food problem, then I follow you. So Krishna said, yes, I shall send you all kinds of food. You give up this business and come with me. So the hunter and his wife went with Narada, and Narada fixed them a place on the bank of the Ganges, a Prayag, and he said that you sit down here and chant Hare Krishna. I shall send you all food that you require. All right, sir, don't forget. Because I have given up my business. So next day, it was advertised in the village that the hunter has become a Vaishnava, a bare-headed boy. Vaishnava. So in India, it is the system that if anyone goes to a temple or to a saintly person, the ladies especially, and they take some grains in hand, at least one palm food, and contributes. So 10, 20, 50 people are coming, and it becomes sufficient for the temple keepers. That is the system in India. Still there are many hundreds and thousands of temples in India. And India is advertised as poverty stricken. But all these temples are being maintained by the people from the marshal of their food. Still, they contribute. If a sannyasi goes to the house of a householder, he will never be refused. At least he should be given a little rice, a little flour. That is the system. So many people are coming to see them, how they have become Vaishnava, saintly person, and contributing somebody flour, somebody dal, somebody rice, somebody fruit. Oh, they thought, oh, why Narada is sending so much? We are only 2 persons, husband and wife. And he is sending more than 20% foodstuff daily. So he was convinced that if I chant Hare Krishna, I will not starve. Narada will send me. That's all. So gradually, by chanting, they become very highly advanced spiritually. So one day, Narada said to his friend, Parvat, my dear Parvat, I have got a disciple in Prayag. He was a hunter, and I have initiated him to chant Hare Krishna. Let us go and see how he is doing. So, 2 friends are coming there, and it is the system that the disciple, by seeing the spiritual master, should immediately offer obeisances and receive him very nicely. So when he was going to receive from distant place Narada, he saw some ants were on the field and he was trying to remove them so that they may not die the pressure of his food. Man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. the problems of the world.
Amen.
Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham.